Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It feels like we haven't done a Bears hit, one word, in forever. Because there were daytime Cubs games and there's all sorts of stuff going on and the Bears are on a bye, so they weren't really doing stuff at Halas Hall.
Yeah, we were in Vegas. We were swimming and just loaded. You know what I mean? So now we can get back on point.
All right, Grody, you're the man. What do we need to know today at Halas Hall?
It is good to be back out here, gentlemen. The Bears with a light practice returning to Halas Hall indeed after the bye week with a 2-2 record. And a lot going on. I want to get right to it, and that is good news on the injury front. It sounds like Kyler Gordon will be back to play on Monday Night Football against the Washington Commanders from his hamstring injury, ready to play against the Commanders. He has not played in a game this year. For full context, I was hovering around Kyler Gordon's locker, and I just asked him off mic if he was going to play. He said yes. Then I said, may I turn the mic on? He said yes. More people gathered, and here's how it sounded.
Kyler, are you going to play Monday against Washington?
I will be playing, yes.
So that is confirmed. You are completely healthy. We will see a clear injury report for you.
Yeah, no pump fakes, no pump fakes.
Okay, good. We don't want pump fakes. How much does it mean to be back? How happy are you about that?
A lot. You know, I've been annoyed, you know, not playing, but like mood been good, just attacking rehab, but definitely excited to be out. That's all I've been looking forward to, and just playing with my guys and helping the team.
What's annoying about not being out there?
Not being able to play. You know, I love this game, obviously. I love playing football, being out there, and just helping everyone around me and in the building, and being able to actually contribute to the team. That's annoying not to be able to do that. So now finally being able to do that.
Sorry, when they have a turnover party like they did last week, is that where you get the most itchy?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Super, super. Excited for everybody, but I definitely want to make a couple more myself. So just trying to keep that going, and that's all I'm looking forward to.
You guys have had some consequential games in Washington the last 2 years. 2 years ago, you crushed them on, I think it was Thursday Night Football. DJ Moore goes off, and then last year, the chaos at the end. What's the talk in the locker room, specifically about last year and the Hail Mary, and you guys should have won and everything that went wrong with that game and the season?
Yeah, honestly, there hasn't been a ton of talk as far as, like, what happened last season. I don't really think anyone's really focused on that except for just going out there and winning. You know, I wasn't even there last year. So, for me, it's, like, definitely getting to go over there and, like, play with everybody and change the narrative. That's the goal.
I love it that you got that many questions off with Kyler Gordon and some good back and forth between you two. What have the coaches said, and we have to go all the way back to preseason now, about what his impact on this defense could be?
Yeah, Lawrence. I mean, it's sort of one of Dennis Allen's most important pieces in terms of the creativity that he wants to use with Kyler Gordon, and that is to put him in all sorts of different places. Yes, primarily, and, you know, he thrives in the slot, but look for him to drop back sometimes. Look for him to maybe play on the outside sometimes. You know, this is a guy that the organization identified as somebody. Obviously, they gave him the big money in the offseason. Then Dennis Allen comes in here talking big about what he can do. He's really one of the most important pieces. At least the way Dennis Allen made it sound, the Bears defensive coordinator early on in the season, in terms of the versatility that he has. And, you know, it's kind of been uttered out here that, you know, they gave him the big money and now we would like him to do more. And Kyler Gordon has been raising his hand since he walked in this building a few years ago to do more. Every single slot cornerback in the league, I guarantee you, would love to be kicked to the outside. And I just wonder if he will have some opportunities. I think too, Lawrence, it's just so nice that there is somebody back in that secondary with Jalen Johnson not being back there. It's just been so confused at times. And we know Tyreek Stevenson has gotten better, and he'll be a topic of a lot that's going on this week. But there's been just too many backups and too much depth that they've had to dip into. So it feels like they have a real adult back in the room in the secondary.
That's great stuff, Groats. And it'll be interesting to see what the usage is with Terrell Smith out as well. Nashawn Wright has played a lot, and frankly, it's been exposed at different times in coverage. So you wonder who gets a shot outside. If it's not Kyler, do they like the backup nickel they've been playing, Nate McLeod? So, you know, it'll be very interesting to see the usage. All right, so that's big. Kyler back is big. How about Colston Loveland? We have been missing him as well.
Yeah, it had similar success with Colston Loveland. I feel like I did really well today in the locker room. With the
good job, Mark. Because,
yeah, thank you. Thank you. I needed that.
Attaboy.
No, I needed an attaboy. I was talking to it again off just because I don't know if these guys want to talk. It's weird because it's not an injury report day today. So it's a long week. So I don't know like what can go on record and what can't. So I had the mic off. I said, Colston, how you feeling? You going to play? And he's like, oh, I feel so much better. I'm like, so you're playing? He's like, yeah, I think so. Again, microphone comes on, and here's the way it sounded with Colston Loveland. Feel better?
Yeah, yes, sir. I feel good. I'm ready to get at it this weekend.
So you feel like you're good to go Monday. You'll be able to play. You'll be full force.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, I feel good. Got obviously great trainers and great people around me to help me get back on track. And I'm looking forward to it.
Do you get to do anything in the bye week besides, you know, work out?
Just stayed here and rehabbed. I was able to go to the city and grab some dinner. One night, which is cool, at Trivoli. Trivoli's a good spot.
Nice.
But other than that, no, I've just been chilling.
Did Cole have a similar hip injury at one point in time in his career?
Yeah.
Were you guys able to commiserate a little bit on that?
Yeah. He was telling me about it. Yeah, he was giving me some pointers and kind of how to deal with it. So, it was good.
So, let's just get to the important stuff. Trivoli Tavern is elite. Absolutely elite.
100%.
Really?
Especially outside, if the weather's nice and you're sitting
sir.
Out there, you feel like you're in France. It's unbelievable.
With the
or
brick.
Italy. Yes.
The nice brick walk up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
You want to talk about elevated pigs in a blanket?
Oh, I've never had it.
They got it.
Great Man. Caesar salad, by the way.
Really? Good to know.
One of the best in the city.
Well, they use
where
lemon,
is
though.
It?
Trivoli, it's...
It's right off of Green and Randolph.
Yeah, so it's in the restaurant district,
but it's like tucked away. Like there's a little walkway to it.
That's
that
great.
Makes you feel like you're in Europe.
Let's just say it's a fine place for a rehabbing tight end to go.
Yeah,
it's just
quite honestly.
Yeah,
for a 20-year-old to go there and appreciate it, I'm very proud of Colston Loveland. Shout out to him.
He's only 20 years old.
Isn't he like 20 years
it's
old?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he was proud of that too. Like he was making sure
everybody
that
knew.
He knew that he was definitely recommending. I'm guessing he had a nice experience there. Maybe somebody recognized him. Maybe they were like, we're going to give you...
All right, he's barely 21. There? But still, the fact that a 21-year-old could go to that place
is,
and appreciate
is phenomenal.
It.
All right, so like this is exciting. Because like, so Bears at much more full strength with Kyler Gordon on defense, much more full strength with Colston Loveland on offense. Do we know for sure what the offensive line is going to look like, Groat? So, like, are we locked and loaded on Benedetti at the left and Darnell Wright back on the right?
Yeah, that's interesting. Again, no injury report, so I don't have – and I did not have the same success with Darnell Wright in the locker room that I had with the other two, Kyler Gordon and Colston Loveland. I did say hello to him, and he said he looked up, said hello, and then put his head back down. So I was like, okay, we're not going to get anywhere here with Darnell Wright. He was out there today on the practice field, but that does not – or no, you know what? I don't think he was on the practice field. My guess is I would not be surprised at all to see Theo Benedet again as your left tackle, and at least for one more week, Ozzie Trapillo at right tackle. Now, no guarantees on that right now, but I would not be surprised if that's what we're seeing. When Darnell Wright is healthy, I expect that he would slide back in at the right tackle position. I'd be shocked if he didn't. However, Ben Johnson, and this was probably just him being a coach and keeping everybody on edge just a little bit, did say, look, you know, once Darnell Wright is healthy, we'll see. We got a lot of good tackles. And he was very vague about what then would be Ozzie Trapillo's job on the Bears team. My guess is he goes right back to being a backup and Darnell Wright is the guy at right tackle. But they do like to keep these guys guessing on the offensive line.
So were you surprised at this switch at tackle?
I was. Yeah, I was very surprised. And honestly, Lawrence, I still think that Braxton Jones is probably still your best bet to play the position. But in terms of what they want to do as the season goes on and maybe even into the future, Theo Benedet is the guy. And it feels like they're ready to give it a shot right now. That's just the feel that I get. Nobody has told us. As a matter of fact, I asked Ben Johnson straight up during his press conference today, do you know who your left tackle is going to be? He smiled and gave me kind of a smart alecky answer saying, yes, I know who our left tackle will be. And then a big bleep inning grin. And I said, okay, you're not going to tell us. So they're not even telling us right now what exactly it's going to be. So they know that this is a big deal, but I think they're trying it. I think that they're trying Theo Benedet at left tackle, and you very well could see Braxton Jones sitting down against Washington.
I like that he wants to keep people guessing and keep them fighting for their jobs and security. As long as you're being honest as you do it, I think that can work out well. But we'll see. Very interesting. What else you got, Groats?
Yeah, let's go to DJ Moore's locker. And just a little bit of context on the conversation with DJ Moore today. Ben Johnson told us that the offense is a work in progress. He was pretty harsh about it in his opening statements to us, or after we asked him some questions about the offense. Talked about the penalties, and you got to, the screen pass game is bad. Like, you know, it was very critical of it. So, and also, just for background on this too, so you understand the full bite that you're about to hear, I was also chatting with DJ Moore before the mics came on, and we were reminiscing about 2 years ago. Remember when DJ Moore had that massive 200-yard-plus game against Washington? It felt like a coming-out party for Justin Fields that day. That's going to come up in this conversation. But first, the nuts and bolts, DJ Moore on Ben Johnson saying the offense is a work in progress.
The exact same way he laid it out to y'all, but more stern, and we've got to get it fixed now, and I think we can do it.
More stern?
Yeah, like... Like a real coach. Like, he's talking to y'all, not from, like, y'all are his players. Like, we the players that got to go out there and do it. He's just relaying the message to y'all, so, of what we have to do.
So what do you think you and this group can do better as a whole?
Everything. I mean, we only 2-2, so, I mean, there's something we got to fix. A few things, which Coach already hit on. So, just got to go out there and finish and block our ass off.
About Caleb the last 2 years in game on the line situations, end of the game, ball in his hands drive?
What have I learned? A lot of, you can see from last year we couldn't finish out the game, and this year we all on the same page, just knowing what's the plays that we know that are coming in and just going to execute.
So you don't think about that Washington game from 2 years ago or what?
No, because I don't. I mean, everybody is posting it right now, but it's not the same people out there, and it's not the same team. So I really can't think about it too much. But would I love to do that again? Yeah. But is it possible. Yeah, we'll see as the week goes on.
Boy, there is a lightness back about DJ Moore, and like a comfort that it seems to me Groats. Like, maybe this is just what having a good, strong coach that he actually believes in. Maybe that's what it feels like. I don't know, but there's a lightness back about him.
Matt, I heard that in that conversation right there too, talking about and look, we can paste everything back to Matt Eberflus if we want, and it's very easy to do. But when he says, "Hey, we got a real coach here," this guy, he's going to tell us what's up. He's going to tell us what's going on, even if we don't want to hear it. So I think he does. And I will say that, like, as for the lightness, Spiegs, it's such a great question because it took a while before we kind of poked our mics in on DJ, because it was him, Caleb Williams, and Roma Dunze just locked in a conversation, and all the three of them gathering around a phone and just laughing. And look, I sometimes stuff like that can be for show when they know the media is in there and they all want to make sure that everybody thinks that everybody gets along. But, there's been questions about that with DJ Moore and Caleb Williams. And it feels like there is genuine bonding happening this year. And that makes sense. Like, your relationships grow as time goes on. So I thought it was really interesting to kind of see the way those guys were acting in the locker room before we even got a chance to talk to them.
Has anyone had the chance to talk to Ben Johnson about his Cubs experience?
No, and I meant to ask that. I think the conversation didn't call for a Cubs question, but man,
put it on the list for tomorrow before game three.
Yeah, man, no doubt. Actually, and Lawrence, I'll jump to one of my tasty nuggets for the end of this update, but I'll tell it right now. I went up to Caleb. I like to have a little chit chat with Caleb if he allows for it in the locker room, and I did. I was like, "Hey, how was that? How was the Cubs game experience?" And he's like, "You know what, man?" He's like, "I didn't end up going." I was like, "Oh, really?" I go, "I honestly, Caleb." I was like, "I assumed that you went." He's like, "No." He's like,
"Did he send his dog, Mark? Did he send his dog at his place?"
No, he didn't send the dog, but that would have been a great line. But he did tell me. Ready? Breaking news. He says that he plans to go to the game tomorrow. Wow. And he's like, "You know what? I got to go, man. They need good vibes out there." He's like, they're in trouble. He's like, "I got to get out there." He said, "We got Thursday off." I go, "Perfect." I go, "No excuses." So Caleb might be out there tomorrow.
Oh no.
What?
You know what that's going to turn into?
What?
What? What?
You know who's going to have a problem with that?
It's going to Dustin. what about the team lift? Are you missing the team lift?
You know that Dustino's not going to like that. That's not how he's wired.
Hey, Dustin, what do you think about Caleb Williams? I mean, he's the quarterback of this, partaking in a situation like it's the Cubs game, Dustin. Yes
or
no?
Yeah, no.
You can have a friend. Don't rub it in my face.
We're going to hear from them as part of our Cubs anger segment coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes.
Why didn't Dustin, this is a question for Mitch Rosen, why didn't Dustin Rhodes ever get an opportunity to succeed Les Grobstein on the overnights? You guys know he'd be a star there. I mean, he's already a star producer, but he'd be a star in the overnights, right?
I think he probably likes the way that his life works now.
Oh, yeah. You think? Okay.
Overnight turns your life upside down. Dustin's a good husband, a proud father.
I know all that. I'm just saying he's got.
He can't do that with overnights. It's very difficult.
Well, I mean, Les was also a great father too.
Yeah, it's true. But it's true. But like,
shout out to Scott.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Robert. KMA.
Yeah.
How dare you?
What? I didn't say anything.
How dare you say?
Whatever.
I heard a caller today on Raheemy Harris and Grody when I was out at Hallis Hall today. As I was walking in, I think I heard a caller start the call with, "Shout out to Les." Shout out, just a random.
I mean, why not?
Rest in peace to the great. I mean, exactly. I think that's what Layla said. Yeah, sure.
You got
it. Always welcome.
I think it's
always
a good time to do that. Is there more that we need to know about the running game of the Bears?
Yeah, how about that? Like, it was brought up today that guess what's coming, guys? NFL trade deadline. It's not that far away. It's November 4th. So Ben Johnson was asked, "Do you need a running back upgrade?"
Our guys are going to be fine. I've kind of, it's not always the runners. It's everybody. And it's the quarterback carrying out his fake. It's the receivers blocking down the field. It's the tight ends doing their job. And the same thing with the offensive line. I think there's a lot of times on that tape we're not giving our runners a chance. So, yeah, I think we're fine there.
Wow.
We're fine.
There we go. All right. Well, we'll see.
You guys buy it?
Nope.
Are they fine?
Not nope. at all. I'm not saying that they're going to go out and make a trade. I just don't think that their run game's fine.
I want to see how much they use Kyle Manungai and in what sorts of runs and formations. I very much want to see this next Monday night.
I like their Kyle Manungai better. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, also a seventh rounder. So I call them their Manungai.
They call him Bill.
Cool. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, his nickname's Bill because he looks like the character from the cartoon Little Bill.
Ever since, I love that, ever since I was reminded of it, I can't get it out of my head, that Torrey Taylor was drafted two spots before Bucky Irving of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That doesn't feel great.
No, it does not. Your punt value in
and
the fourth round.
And that's three spots ahead of Bucky LaRue, the no-arm baseball player.
Bucky LaGrange.
But he hasn't
Bucky LaGrange, thank you, Lawrence.
He hasn't had a touchdown in ever.
In ever.
Get out of here, Mark. Oh, wait, Nuggets?
No, he gave us the Nuggets.
Well.
Just a really, because I know somebody, I have not mentioned T.J. Edwards. He was out there, practice, have no idea what his status is going to be. D.J. Moore hates the early bye. Tyreek Stevenson, if people wondering, he was not in the locker room today. I'm sure he will talk at some point in time this week. Austin Booker, Travis Homer returned to practice from the IR, so they're in that 21-day window. They don't count as an official roster spot until they actually are activated. I told you that Caleb Williams will probably be at the Cubs game. You heard it right here.
Thanks, Mark.
And he hasn't had a hit in ever.
In ever, Jerry. In ever.
Thank you.
Goat stuff from Tanny. Later, guys.
See you, man.
The best part, like, there's a lot that's great about that scene.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part is Bucky LaGrange himself, like, being upset and sad and kicking the dirt. Because what's he going to do, right? Like, he's out there, but he can't do anything to help out.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that a hit in ever?
In ever, Jerry. In ever. All right, we need to come back and talk a little bit about Cubs angst.
Yeah, there's some Cubs anger that's been going on everywhere, including the morning show. And Craig Counsell spoke a little bit today as well about how they're going to approach game three tomorrow.
You and I,
Lawrence, will be out there.
Be you?
The NLDS continues tomorrow from Wrigley Field as the Cubs host the Brewers for game three. Raheemy Harris and Grody will be live from Gallagher Way from 10 to 2. Then us, will be there from 2 to 3:30. Hello. Official pregame coverage begins at 3:30 with first pitch at 4:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on the Score. And the Southwest Airlines Cubs.
Radio Network. See? Yeah, you're getting it now. You're getting it. One game left to play. I mean, maybe one game left to play.
How dare you, sir?
On the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Mm. We'll be back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Score.
We've had experience with it. We just did it on Thursday. And now we're going to have to do it three times. But it, in the end, it boils down to just taking care of pitches, taking care of the moment, and not getting past it. And that's all you think about. Win the moment and then move on to the next one. And we're going to have to do it, you know, a whole bunch over the course of three games. So that's the challenge. And it's a big one. And it's a fun one. But that's the one in front of us. And we get to tackle it tomorrow.
It's Craig Counsell talking about what is in front of your Chicago Cubs if they want to get back in this series. And it's pretty simple. It's win game three. Everything has to go into there is no tomorrow, Rock. There is no tomorrow.
You know, it's interesting. We were talking earlier about how we should approach the game. And one of the things that I said was let Jameson Taillon cook if he's cooking. Like, let him have that third time through if he's cooking, because he's a veteran with a big pitch mix and knows what to do. But under the heading of the way that he just described it and what you just said about having no tomorrow, I could see Craig Counsell being super aggressive going to that bullpen again. And so, that's what these playoffs are about. We watch managers make these decisions every night.
Okay, and I know that we had like a bigger discussion about this earlier, about the idea of how Craig should manage. I'm wondering, are you more comfortable with letting Taillon cook? Or, like, I always feel like it's nervous and jittery when you see a manager be like, oh, I got to go get him now. You know, he gave up a hit. I got to go get that guy now, because that's not how it works. When you see Craig go out there, if there isn't like real imminent danger for the pitcher,
yeah,
how are you going to feel?
I'm going to feel like he should let J-Mo cook. I'm going to feel like he should, because I've said before this series even began, they're going to need length at some point in this series. You know, and now I know it's scary because you're down 2-0. But if this were 1-1, I'd be leaning on it even harder to let J-Mo cook, because like the same guys, you're gonna out of your bullpen, you're gonna need them in games 3 and game 4 and game 5. The other thing is that who's your middle closer tomorrow if you want to bring in somebody to shut down?
Is it Palencia?
I think so. How do you feel as good about that as you did before he got in trouble and gave up the Cheerio bomb?
Man, you got me thinking about all sorts of stuff today, like philosophically, baseball wise,
yeah.
If there is too much of a focus on velocity being the swing and miss that is most easily predictable, and whether or not you'd rather have someone who's got a little, as Joe Madden, you say, some funk,
yeah,
to it. And then you start thinking about what Stoney said. He's like, yeah, Palencia went up there and threw 102. And Cheerio threw his bat on it, and it went out of the ballpark.
Mizorowski has crazy weird funk because he's so tall.
And he's long.
Oh, he's long as hell. His release point is way out in front of the mound. So he's that big and that long and throwing that hard. It's insane. Palencia's real. It throws real hard, but it can be pretty damn straight, and the slider doesn't do a whole lot. If he has trouble spotting it, it can be hittable at times. But anyway, with all those options rolling around, yeah, I think I lean more towards letting J-Mo cook if he's cooking.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I want to see just your regular lineup, man. Your regular lineup's fine.
Yeah.
Don't play games. Just go out there and play a game.
I didn't hear. Is this from the Pick Six, the morning show, with the anger that was flowing? There was anger. There was vitriol. There was feistiness.
I got to say, I've known David Haugh for, I think, 20 years now. He is not a guy that usually emotes the way that he has been emoting during this particular Cubs playoff series. I don't know what's bothering David, but he is not here for it. He is not here for the play anymore. He didn't want Schoeder, right? He didn't want Schoeder starting game two. Is that what it was?
And he didn't want Boyd starting on 3 days rest and was feisty about that. But I don't know. Maybe it's proximity to Bruce. Maybe you work so much with Bruce.
That it makes you feisty?
that Bruce is just relentlessly baseball-y and like, well, it's baseball time and let's be patient. And then David's emoting.
And David's like, there is no tomorrow, Rock. There is no tomorrow.
Good morning, guys. Three and a third innings. Mm. First of all, two games, three and a third innings, 10 runs. What can I say? How am I doing?
What are you saying? What are you referring to? The Cubs starting pitchers?
Wow. You're quick to pick that one up, David. Wow. That is it. That is it. You know, again, you're too,
Bruce, you mocking me?
No, David.
So what?
We're talking baseball.
Bad pitching here. Or bad decisions to start those guys or both?
Well, look, we do talk radio, so, those were bad decisions, but they were the only decisions they felt they could make.
The feistiness, the chirpiness with him and
Are
Bruce.
You mocking me?
That's exactly what I thought of, man. This is great. Feisty
on
David.
RTC, inside the clubhouse. Yes,
that's what the kids call it. Because he's the only kid here. Shout out to Baby T.
Mm. Alex, you were listening to the Pick Six and heard vitriol and feistiness as well. Right?
Yes, and someone in the mob says spicy haw.
Oh, instead of Vegas.
What happens beginning today.
Yeah.
In Florida, the early bird special. I don't care when they start. I'm just glad and thrilled that they are starting. It's hockey season, and that's worth celebrating.
I'm not really in the mood to answer that question.
If you're watching on Twitch, you just saw Dustin roll his eyes at me. If you're watching on Twitch, Dustin just really looked at me like I was an idiot.
On that thing that's like a square or rectangle with projected images on it.
What the hell's going on? Maybe I haven't listened to the Pick Six.
Best Pick Six ever.
I'm telling you, man. When you wake up early after that deflation of the Cubs thing... It just must mess with you. I was damaged. Horrible. Dude,
we didn't have to be until 1 for our meeting. And I'm like, 8:08 first pitch. What the hell's going on here?
And then just the way that the whole thing turned, how deflating the freaking Andrew Vaughn home run was. How I felt like they were probably toast after railing about Cubs fatalism yesterday on the show.
Yeah, but you were right, though. And every Cub fan that felt that, like Vaughn hits that home run and you go... Oh, we're back even again, which means they're going to win.
It's just so exhausting. The whole thing was so exhausting. You're like, oh, man, I don't. And they talked to Craig, and Craig's like, well, we just got to keep pushing pressure on them. Oh, we've done a good job putting pressure. We scored once. And I'm like, I don't think you're going to keep putting pressure on them. I don't think that's going to keep happening, Craig. And then the night just kept going, and it was longer, and they did less and less and less.
When the Cubs fans who say they break my heart every year, and Andrew Vaughn hits a game-tying 3-run homer in the first inning, I got no rebuttal to that. I'm like, you know what? You, sir or ma'am, are correct. That is crazy. I never would have thought that.
You're back on the side of the fatalists after that one?
Because, like, you know, we were texting, and I was like, there's no way Andrew Vaughn is going to come through here.
Yeah. And then he did.
Yeah, I believe your text was the holy bleep.
Yeah, I literally could not believe it.
Yeah.
As that is at bat is starting, I'm thinking back to our 5:30 segment where we're like, oh, yeah, they... Brewers don't have a whole lot of slug against
lefties,
except for Andrew Vaughn.
Like I was sitting there going, "Wait a minute, we may have spoken this into existence here." Yeah. But the numbers bear it out. Like he's just like, "Oh, of course it's this guy. Of course it's Andrew Vaughn that's out there just ruining both Cubs fans and Sox fans' lives."
Did you guys see the Jackson Churio home run celebration up close? He grabbed a phone and then hung it up. I think it was...
No, it wasn't Churio. It was William.
My bad. The William Contreras. It was William Contreras one.
I love those Contreras brothers.
He grabbed a... Like, I think he was calling to the bullpen for Craig Counsell.
Get him some help!
Is what he was doing.
Well, no, someone had a side-by-side. Like, that happened in one of their previous matchups in Milwaukee.
Yes.
And someone did, like, Craig called for the bullpen immediately after.
Yeah, as soon as, like, a batted ball went up in the air. I think it was a Vaughn home run, actually. Actually, went up in the air in some game in July. Craig like immediately just reached for the bullpen phone before the ball was out of the ballpark. And that's what Contreras did.
That's Contreras level petty right there.
Right? They forget nothing. And sometimes they make stuff up.
Yeah.
But it's fun to watch.
Williams better than Wilson, man. Williams is good.
Don't say that out loud.
I just did. Wait, Wilson's going to come for me?
Willie will show up here. And then you'd be like, oh, hey, Willie. What's
never
up,
meant
man?
That. Never meant that. Wilson, good to see you.
With two L's.
Was that off Palencia, too? Was he like avenging his brother there? Remember?
It was Palencia.
Oh, that's right.
That they were feisty together with.
That's yeah, right. No, but, where Palencia was like, why is this guy mad at me?
But Williams knocked out Shota last night. Churios was against Palencia last night.
I remember, like, during our earlier segment, I remember, was it Shota Imanaga against Andrew Vaughn in, like, a AAA game on a rehab start?
Yes,
when Vaughn just got traded and he hit the double off of Shota, and everybody's like, oh, wow, now he starts hitting. Here we are.
That's a great recollection. Shota was rehabbing, and Vaughn was, you know, in the minors.
With the Nashville Sounds?
Yeah, maybe.
And Alex, like we were right about that, and at the time we were all joking about it. And then he comes up with the Brewers and you go, "Oh, look at Andrew Vaughn have a nice week." And then it became a nice 2 weeks.
Just kept going.
Then it was like, "Is he good?"
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that I think is underpinning all of this in case anybody doesn't realize. The Brewers are really good, man. They're really good.
Really good franchise.
It's a really good franchise and organization. They know how to churn out highly skilled, fully realized baseball players. Like Sal Frelick is a real player who can hit for average, has a little bit of pop, can play defense all over the place, made a nice catch last night, jumping into the right field stands along the foul line. Like Churio is a 21-year-old star that they have signed long term, you know. Like they even grab guys off the scrap heap and turn them into useful players. Caleb Durbin is a throw-in from the Yankees in the Devin Williams trade. Quinn Priester is a depth grab from the Red Sox in April that has turned into what they know what the hell they are doing, man. And it is a very good version of them that has shown up in the playoffs.
I'd love to see the Cubs win tomorrow, man. I'd love to see. I don't want to see them just expose their belly and just kind of cower away. I'd love to see some fight in them tomorrow. And I know that now we're talking about soft scouting type stuff here.
No, but you see it.
But I would love to see them.
What does that look like for you?
It's grinding out at bats. Yes. It is 100% effort on 100% of the plays for everybody. If you're going to get back into this series, you've got to meet the Brewers where they live.
And you got to scratch, fight, and claw for every little thing.
What would Ozzie say? You fight like a cat, paws up. You need some of that tomorrow.
He called those Twins the Piranhas. I was thinking about it just now as I was describing the Brewers and some of those young players. They got a lot of dudes that would have fit in on Tom Kelly's and Ron Gardenhire's Piranhas.
You know what would be great? Like, this is one of those days where I think a lot of people would probably look to the veterans in that clubhouse and be like, yeah, you know, this is a day where Dansby Swanson or Justin Turner, like, if you follow their example. I need full PCA tomorrow.
Yeah. PCA being himself.
I need full 100%, too much dip on his chip.
It's good call.
PCA tomorrow.
You need dudes like that.
And I want him to think about himself that way.
You want counsel to put in Mo Baller instead of Kyle Tucker?
No, I still think that Kyle can still run into one or fast walk into one.
he can speed walk into one with that weird like arm movement that they do in the Olympics when they're speed walking. That's my image now.
You ever seen like really watch one of those race walk competitions?
It's unbelievable.
It really is amazing.
I remember trying to do it as a kid and thinking for a brief moment, I could have a future in this. I feel like your
hips would just really hurt when you're out there trying to do that.
Let's try and do it at the break.
All right.
Let's try and do it.
When we come back, there was another decision.
Oh, man. This guy.
It's like the only bad thing that he ever did.
And so why did he double down?
I don't know, and it's stupid. Next, they're on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
We've seen teams clear out all kinds of cap space. We have seen cartoons made about you and for you in part of their pitch. President Obama, for crying out loud, 7 times has commented that he'd like to see you go to Chicago. You still a nail biter?
I have a little bit, not of late.
Well, you've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing. The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Boo!
Boo! With your picnic tablecloth shirt. Boo!
Before we get to a second, more confounding version of that, you should check out Dave Wannstedt and Chris Tannehill live at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan, for the Four Winds football forecast this Sunday. The event is free. You can come by there. It's 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central, because there's a time change. Wani will be giving an early season review and forecast the rest of the season. Plus, you can get an autograph and photo with Coach Wannstedt before the Sunday night game. That's this Sunday at Four Winds Casino. If you haven't been to Four Winds in New Buffalo, it's really great. And Tanny and Wani are going to be there. You're going to have a blast. You should go.
Whoa.
Yeah, what was right?
Where's Tanny?
Where's Tanny? Did this event a couple years back at Four Winds, and it was a lot of fun.
I remember,
we got the Sunday night game going afterwards. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And you don't have to worry about Bears because it's the next night. So you can kind of enjoy like all of the football Sunday at Four Winds and being there with coaches like, you know, being there with the king.
Yeah, so that's very cool. I love the town he's doing that stuff with the coach. When LeBron did the decision, it was kind of fascinating. It's aged in a really interesting way in terms of a moment in PR time, a moment in kind of sports celebrity time. And as you teased before the break, It's pretty much the only negative public blemish of the man's career.
100%.
I mean, there's one moment where he said about critics, like, in the end, they'll go back to their lives, whatever they are. Like, but even that, like, I mean, the decision is the one that you're like, man, screw you.
It's like, that's too bad. But he doubled down on it with his retirement, apparently.
Well, that's what he said. He said it's the decision part two is coming. And people are, like, legit thinking he's going to announce this is his final year.
Or that he's hanging on for Bryce to pop up into the league. But no, that's not what happened. Tanny, what happened?
Well, everyone's on pins and needles across the country. You ready to go, LeBron? Where's the powder?
Left it at home.
LeBron, fans want to know where you're taking your talents this year. What's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is tough. In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a liquor ad.
I would tell him that he made the wrong choice.
I know you would, Mr. Remy Martin.
Remy Martin, VSOP is superior. The whole, do it with a little ginger beer. Have yourself a nice night.
It's nothing but a liquor ad.
VSOP. And this was the conclusion you woke up with this morning?
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Why?
I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win more at hosting.
Ovaltine? A crummy commercial? Son of a bitch.
The Christmas Story? Boo! Boo, LeBron! Come on, man.
There's so many different ways you could have gone with cognac that you didn't have to do that.
Didn't have to make a mockery of the moment that people disliked you to give us another opportunity to dislike you. That is not a good choice.
That was a knockoff of Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady in 2020 puts out a tweet, a very cryptic tweet, on February 2nd, right before the Super Bowl, talking about how he has a big announcement about his future. And then during the Super Bowl, an ad runs, yeah, all good things must come to an end. Oh, by the way, Hulu has live sports.
Yeah.
Wow.
He used his retirement to make an advertisement. I feel like this is a knockoff of that.
Yeah, well, maybe it is. It also,
I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win more at hosting.
Yeah, bag. You know what? It also reminded me of when Phil Jackson's first tweet was just gibberish, and it later was an ad because he had all his rings on. He just it was like PhilJackson.com or something. He was wearing all his NBA championship rings. Don't do this to us, people. Don't do these kind of things to us. Our lives are hard enough.
Yeah. There's so many cool things that you could have done. Like, oh, my God. Well, we'll just do them with Remy Martin over at House of L and here at the Score.
There you go. He didn't even get Jim Gray. Couldn't afford Jim Gray?
He couldn't even afford Jim Beige.
That's the better one.
I agree.
We should have known.
Although, I actually really like Jim Gray. I did an interview with him, and I was like, I dig you. I get that thing that you're doing. Like, unlike the Adam Schein thing. I don't know what's going on there. I'd like to know.
Well, back to you, Spiro.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, Spiro Didis.
I'm 30 miles a hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
That is something.
Tomorrow, we are going to be at Gallagher Way from 2 until 3:30. We will do our best to help you through all of the People's Pregame. This is going to be your first time.
Very excited for the People's Pregame. And then I'm going to the game in the stands with my spicy meatball wife.
With the people.
Yep.
That sounds like a win-win-win. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show this show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow at 2 from Gallagher Way. We're live and local on the Score. Judson Richards is coming up next on the Score.
All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.